everybody. It's well, I guess you know who this is. This is Nukato. Oh, well, first, I want to say I'm very sorry about my voice right now. I'm slightly sick, so my voice is a wreck. It's, oh man, it's so awful. Oh God. And I'm just gonna make you guys listen to it. Well, I guess you could just not listen to this. But that's your choice. Oh man, I should have waited. I should have waited to do this until my voice was like decent enough. But well, here we are, and we're doing this. This is something that we're doing. Oh, what are we doing? We okay, so we're doing another questionnaire because Mr. Voice, that's vo voice in the shadow, and that's what I'm talking about, Mr. Voice. He did the F stops, take the plunge questionnaire, and at the end, he tagged me in it. So if you happen to like this and my terrible voice answering these questions, you can thank Mr. Voice, v voice in the shadow. I mean, if you like this, because he tagged me, and that's pretty cool. Like, no one's tagged me in anything before, I don't think. Like, nobody's tagged me in anything before. Right, so that was pretty nice of him to do. Geez, I'm already 2 minutes in and I haven't started the questions. Okay. All right, let's start. Did I already tell you what this was? It's the Take the Plunge questionnaire. 10 questions. Questionnaire. Right. I'm sorry if those little noises get too loud or something. I don't mean to make your ears explode or something. I'm really sorry about that if that's annoying or something. Oh my God, I sound awful. I am truly awful. Oh God. Right, okay. When listening to an audio here, which is the biggest factor in terms of turning the quality of the voice or the actual words being said. It's the words. It's the words for me. And voices, those are really nice, but it's well, there's something to like about everybody's voice, really, kind of, I think so at least. But words. It's the words, or sometimes it's the lack of words that that do that. Okay, right. Number two. Number two. Okay, now, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have not, or no, I mean, that you. Oh my God, this is terrible. That you have never told another living soul. No one, not another person. That is a very good question. What's something you haven't told anyone before? And it does say to tell you guys, right? Yeah, it says it right at the beginning of the questions. The first two words, oh my God. I'm sorry. Let's see. Something that I haven't told anyone before. This is really a hard question because I kind of just blurt things out a lot. I mean, like, I am I'm shy and stuff, but like I kind of like just nervously ramble on and on, so I kind of just say a lot of things that I really shouldn't often enough. Sorry if I got quiet there, just pondering. Right, okay. Shoot. How long have I been on this question? Oh my god. I gotta figure something out for this. Oh my god. Okay. Something I haven't told anyone before. Okay. Alright, this took an embarrassing long time to think of, but I remember one. Oh my god, this is so terrible and awkward, and it makes me cringe like crazy. Oh god. Okay, here it goes. When I was a freshman in high school. Oh my god. I had health class, and in health, there was this one dude, bro, guy, person, boy, thing, person, and he was pretty cool. We were like bros for like most of that semester, and so I thought we were pretty great friends, right? And then apparently he didn't think so, and then the semester ended, and so our schedules got changed, and we were no longer in a class together. And so he asked me for my phone number, because before that there wasn't a need for it, you know. We saw each other in class, so yeah, I gave him my number, and then I thought it was a friend thing, you know, because like the only numbers I had in my phone at the time were just my friends and like my mom and my siblings also. But that's not what he had in mind, apparently, because later that day, the same day I gave him my number, he asked me if I liked him, and I don't get those. I didn't get those feelings, so I didn't think it through, and I just said, like, "Yeah, of course, man, you're cool." Long story short, I accidentally agreed to be with that guy for whatever, and then, but then, like, 30 seconds after I agreed, because I thought that it was just, we were just gonna hang out or something, but then 30 seconds later, it clicked in my mind, like, what if he's not asking to hang out? And then, oh my god, and then I freaked out, and then I asked him, and he was like, yeah, no, not as friends. And I oh my god, I freaked out so bad on him, and so that happened. I had a whole minute-long relationship. Oh god. Oh my god, it was so awkward when I explained to him what I thought was going on, and oh jeez. Yeah, that was really awkward. It was terrible. Oh my god, it was so bad. So after that day, we never talked again. We actively avoided each other. It was so bad and so cringy, and oh my god. Oh, it was so terrible. Jesus. Okay. That took a while to remember and talk about. Jesus, that was bad. That was. Yeah, okay. So, Yeah, that's it. No more on that one. Right, okay. What question are we on? Oh my God, we're only on question three. Jesus. Okay, this is so terrible. I'm sorry you had to listen to me for this long with my voice sounding like absolute crap. And also because there's noises going on in the background there. Oh my God. Hold on, let me. Three. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it in another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to, who actually know you in real life to know about? I think that I would prefer if they not know about my thing with dresses and stockings and stuff, because because I wear those a lot, and that would be awkward if they knew that, and I wear those so many times. Okay, that's okay. That's good. All right, I gotta try. I'm gonna try to go faster with these ones. These last, really, the rest of them I'm only on. Question four, okay. Four. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? Jeez, this is a hard question. Oh my God. Oh jeez. Why they gotta do that? Why? Who asks these kinds of questions? Oh my God. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with your questionnaire, mister. I'm just complaining. I'm sorry. That was so rude, I think. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I am so very sorry. It's a good question. I promise it is. I'll answer. Okay, which one would you keep? I'm gonna go with, okay, this is a, it's a, okay, I'm a little embarrassed to say this because it's, because I just am, and, so I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna say the phrase. Just the phrase. That's it. That one just that's. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. okay. That's it. Oh jeez. I didn't. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Next question. What is the next question? Or what number is the next question? Five? One, two, three, four, five. Five. Okay, yeah, five. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you," how do you think you would feel slash react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Well, I don't know, I'd be okay, I guess. I mean, I don't have like a lot of friends, but the ones that I do have, they're pretty close, so I, you know, it's just, it wouldn't be that big of a deal for me, I don't think, you know. I'd probably just ask them, like, "Okay, cool, that's cool, you know, whatever, that's cool to know that you now know that I do this." I would probably ask them not to tell me about whether or not they continue listening to my stuff, because that would be just a tad awkward for me, because, you know, yeah. Okay. Six. Sorry, oh my God, I'm sorry, that was probably super loud. I'm the worst. Okay. Is this six? think it's six. Okay. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, nope. What aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? Well, first of all, I don't go out socially. And if I do have to go out, I would rather not get attention, you know, like, I'd rather blend in and go unnoticed. But I guess if I were keen on it, I like that phrasing, keen on it. Okay, right. What aspect would be your first and strongest weapon? I guess. Eye contact, I guess. I mean, that's. There's a couple of reasons about that I would go into about eye contact, but I'm trying to keep this short, so I'm just gonna go ahead and stop it at eye contact. Okay, now, shoot, what question? I think it's seven. We're just gonna say seven. What would your friend say is the absolute best aspect, as, oh my God, aspect of your personality? They think I'm, well, I, they like to tell me that I'm, like, brutally honest, or too honest, or honest to a fault, or something like that, or it has to do with my, babbling and rambling when I'm nervous, because then I just spill everything. So many topics, so many words coming out of my mouth, everything so fast. Oh, jeez. I try not to do that, actually, though, but it's kind of hard when I get nervous, because then I just can't stop talking, and then everything happens, and, eight. Oh, wait, that answered it, I think, maybe, kind of, maybe, I don't know what a word for that is, I don't know. Okay. Oh my God, I did it again. I keep doing that to you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna, like, try to not talk after this is done. Okay. Shoot. Eight? I think it's eight. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? When flirting, I don't know if I flirt. Do I flirt? Do I flirt? Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know if I've. Oh man. Okay. Whatever. Well, another person drawing me in, firing my interest, would probably be if they were kind of into, I don't know, if they just show passion for something, I guess. I mean, like, if they're really into something, I'm gonna be excited, because then if they're there's something that makes someone else excited, and then they just get happy. If like if someone clearly has a passion for something, it's really cool to me, because then I want to ask them questions, and I want to hear what they have to say about it, because then they're happy, and that makes me and that makes me happy. Oh my God. How is this even 20 minutes long right now? Oh my God. I'm sorry, this is going on way too long. Okay, last, nine? Nine. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? So funnily enough, I haven't put anything inside me. I mean, like down there. It's just been my fingers. Yeah. I just don't know what is an okay thing to put inside, I guess. Like other than like actual toys and the just nothing strange, just fingers. Mine. Okay, last one. And finally, optional. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. Oh. I can't think of anyone right now. I don't wanna pick someone and then I just don't wanna bother someone with this. Not that Mr. Voice bothered me with tagging me in this, because that's actually pretty cool, and I really enjoyed doing this, even though my voice is crap and this is going on for far too long. Oh my god. Maybe I'll ask someone, and then if they wanna, I'll tag them in my post instead of just telling them here. Well, I guess it'd work either way, because it says it's optional. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Okay, this is enough. This has gone on far too long. I'm sorry. Okay, bye.